Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because I hadn't been kissed in a really long time or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Stuck in traffic and need to vent? Dial the fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Pete Hoffman.
Sports Radio 1019 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
I have heard all week long that the Giants should tank. How it's great for the organization. What's the point of winning games? They don't have a quarterback, and they're not going to win much anyway. They're not going to go to the playoffs. So why not just go out there and lose games so you can draft a quarterback? Because that's the best approach. Just keep on drafting a quarterback until something sticks. That is the lamest and dumbest thing that I've heard in years. And I listen to talk radio, and I'm on talk radio every day. That is the dumbest thing. And to me, it's the second week of the season. To think about losing, to think about tanking, is crazy. I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think the Giants are going to go to the Super Bowl this year, and it's going to start this week with the Washington. The Washington Commanders. It's not going to happen. The Giants aren't going to make this magical run, but this year is not going to be as bad as you think. I know last week was a debacle, and we saw Daniel Jones be an awfully terrible quarterback. I mean, there's no other way to say it. Like, he just wasn't good. The play calling wasn't very good. The defense wasn't very good. Every single thing, besides the kicker, which was like that a couple years ago, every single part of the Giants just wasn't good. And all the excuses of the preseason, you know, that was really the first preseason game for them. Throw them out the window. Throw all the excuses out the window. But that doesn't mean that because they played bad, that you should want them to play bad every week. That's just dumb. And for a team that you need to see growth, you need to see Brian Daboll go out there and coach the hell out of a game and out-coach the opposition. You need to see something out of Malik Nabers and Jalen Hyatt and Devin Singletary. You need to see something from Kayvon Thibodeau. Something from Burns. Something from Banks. Something from anything on that defense. And I think you'll see it. I think that this Sunday versus the Commanders, a team that they've been playing very well against over the past few years. You want to look at last year. I mean, Kayvon Thibodeau basically had his best game. I think his best two games of the season versus the Commanders. Sexy Dexie was all over the place. And offensively, they will find a way to put up points. And I don't expect Daniel Jones to completely go off, throw for four touchdowns, throw 500 yards. No. But I expect a more coherent offense. A team that's less rusty, let's put it that way. Can't be any worse than it was last week. And I do believe that they're going to be better, and they're going to win a game. And you're going to move forward, and you're going to keep on trying to win games. And you're going to see, this is Daniel Jones' evaluation. This is it for him. Everybody wants him gone. I don't know if he's going to be gone, but this is it. This is his evaluation. This is the final straw. if he doesn't go out there and perform all season long, yeah, he's probably done in the New York Giants organization. He's going to be whatever they're going to do. They could buy him out or whatever it is. I know this is the year after this year. It's not guaranteed money. It's a much easier out for Daniel Jones, for the Giants. But I don't see that happening because Daniel Jones has been resilient. His biggest issue has been health. If you go back to 2022, when he put up 15 touchdowns in the air and 7 on the ground, he put up, you know, over 4,000 combined, you know, yards between rushing and passing. I mean, he's better than we give him credit for. And that was the first year of Brian Daboll. You want to sit there and say, oh, it's all because Saquon Barkley. Well, that's not true, because Barkley's been injured most of the time too anyway. And he's got more time now. Daniel Jones on Sunday, last Sunday, had 2.8 seconds to throw the ball. Middle of the pack. Which means not as bad as it was the year before. It was better. So I do not talk about tanking. That's like me. Like, I know Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets, they're not going to win a Super Bowl this year. It's not going to happen. They haven't made the playoffs in 13 years. Why are they going to go big? How can we expect them to just go win a Super Bowl? And after last week's performance, that wasn't great either. Versus the 49ers. So how can we sit there and say, oh, that's a Super Bowl winning team? No chance. But with Aaron Rodgers on this team, you're going to win games, which means you're not going to get, you know, you're not going to get a high draft pick. And if you don't win a Super Bowl this year and you can't win one next year, and then he retires and you have no quarterback, but you have all this quote-unquote talent on this Jets team, what are you going to do? Well, maybe we should just start tanking now then. Maybe we should just think ahead, because they're not going to win a Super Bowl this year. Not with what I saw. So maybe the Jets should start tanking too. That's the dumbest thing in the world. And there's no guarantees. How many times have we seen these quarterbacks get drafted, top pick, second pick, Zach Wilson, Sam Darnold? How many times have we seen Daniel Jones? How many times have we seen these guys get picked? And they just don't perform the way that we quote-unquote think they should. They're not these elite quarterbacks. So why do that? Why, quote-unquote, tank for a quarterback? It doesn't make sense. And that just means to me, you want another playoff drought. That just means to me that you don't care about building the organization the right way. You just care about winning a Super Bowl. And that's nearly impossible to go out there every year and win a Super Bowl. It's not boom or bust. It can't be. Not in football. Not in most sports. There are times where teams are special. Right now, neither team, Jets or Giants, are that special. But you don't go out there and tank. Go out there and root for a win. Go out there and just root, hope that Daniel Jones can show you some level of cohesion. That he could be on the same page as his wide receivers. I heard different reactions. I heard a lot of mixed bag from last week. I heard some people behind the scenes say, you know, that's on the wide receivers. They're not in tune. They're not reading the routes well. They're passing the window. I mean, how many times do we see Wandell Robinson pass a window? How many times do we see Jalen Hyatt? Well, Jalen Hyatt was barely on the field. And when the ball was thrown to him, he didn't catch the ball. I mean, think about the way that the game started. You know, you get Neighbors to drop a ball, you get Singletary to catch a ball, and they go back 7 yards. It was not a great executed plan by the New York Giants. But I do know that Brian Daboll has succeeded. We saw it 2 years ago. And that's why this team's going to be better, and that's why you got to root for him. You got to hope that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane are the right guys. Because otherwise, we've gone through Joe Judge. We've gone through Pat Shurmur. We've gone through Ben McAdoo. How many more coaches do you want to go through? On the other end with the Jets, you know, Adam Gase.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Todd Bowles. You know, you keep on going through the list. Robert Saleh right now, which we know he's not a great head coach. We know that. But do you really want to see another coach come in and a cycle start all over again? GMs get fired, another cycle start? I don't. 888-808-1019. That's the number to call. Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan till 5. So it's a 3-hour quick show. We're going to get a lot to do. We get a lot of Met stuff. Obviously, the Francisco Lindor injury. A lot of stuff with the Yankees. With Aaron Judge finally showing up. The Tua injury. There's some UFC stuff I want to get to as well, because the event later on tonight is going to be sick. It's going to be at the Sphere. We'll get into all that stuff and more. 888-808-1019. Pete Hoff with you on the Fan. You can always hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. And don't forget the Odyssey app. If there's anything you missed at all, just download the Odyssey app, hit that rewind button, and go back and listen to it. We got a lot of good stuff going on. And then 420, Alex and I will be doing our NFL picks. I don't remember how bad we did, but I'm pretty sure we did really bad. Am I wrong with that, Alex?
I have it saved. I will double check.
Yeah, I know, because the perfect parlay, I know that I missed both. And I'm pretty sure that I got everything else wrong as well. So that's not a great start. Not a great start. 888-808-1019. And here's the other thing, too. So, you know, that's the whole thing with the Giants. I don't want to hear the tanking. I don't want to hear about Daniel Jones. You know, I can't wait for him to sit the bench. You know, not for nothing, but we've seen Drew Lock in the NFL, too. He hasn't been, you know, this amazing quarterback. Tommy DeVito. I love Tommy DeVito, but, like, again, Are we winning games with these guys? Are you just, you know, what are you rooting for? Or what do you want to see happen with Tommy DeVito? Are you just hoping that he goes out there and is like fun to watch? And, you know, it's okay to lose the game anyway? I don't want to see that. I don't want to go through that. I want to win games. I want teams to win. That should be the fan base, is go out there and watch your team win. As far as the Jets go, on Sunday versus Tennessee, I mean, they have to demolish the Tennessee Titans. If Aaron Rodgers goes out there and has another, you know, slow paced game, not many, you know, drives of sustainability, can't score a lot of touchdowns. Let's think about it. They scored 3 touchdowns last week. They scored 3 touchdowns on Monday. One of which was a good touchdown. It was a good drive. Breece Hall runs it in. Okay, that's good. The second one was on a offside call. Free play. He finds Allen Lazard. And that's great. I love it. Smart play. But that wasn't like I can't believe the play they drew up to score a touchdown. Wow, this offense looks good. It's sustainable. No, it was a free trickery type of play. And he's good at that. Aaron Rodgers is great at that. And Lazard, being a former teammate of his with Green Bay, he's on the same page. Yeah, that's how they score touchdowns. That's not great. That doesn't give me confidence in the offense. And then the last touchdown was Tyrod Taylor in garbage time. So really, the offense didn't do a lot. You can't go up against Tennessee and only give me, you know, 10, maybe 14 points. There's got to be a massive change with the offense. I have to see something special. And the defense better show up. Because that was atrocious. If anybody thinks that that was okay, if anybody thinks that, oh, well, you know, we were going to lose to the 49ers anyway, that the 49ers are, you know, Super Bowl team. I just said it. The Jets are supposed to be a Super Bowl team, right? The Jets are supposed to be a Super Bowl team. Everybody's been talking about this for 2 years. They're stacked. Now they got the quarterback. If this is a Super Bowl team, if this is a Super Bowl contending team, you can't go out there and get waxed the way you did against the 49ers. So, no. That was terrible. That was a poor showing, especially for Robert Saleh. Now, I'll tell you this much. Robert Saleh, his defense has started slow over the past few years. If you recall his first year, they were atrocious. Actually, one of the worst defenses in the league, if I remember. A couple years ago back, they started slow again, too. Last year, I think they started slow, but then they've always found a way to right it. So I do trust that Saleh and crew and company will get it right, but they cannot have another showing like that. If they lose to Tennessee, it's embarrassing. It's an embarrassment. But even if they win by like a point or two or by like a late field goal or whatever it is, if it's close with Tennessee, it's still embarrassing. Still embarrassing. 888-808-1019, 888-808-1019. Let's get to these phone calls. It's Pete Hoffman with you on the Fan again. Hit me up at Hoff, WFAN. Let's go to Anthony in Yonkers. What's up, bro? How we doing?
Hey, Pete, what's going on, man? Thank you for having me.
Of course, bro. That's my hometown, by the way. The YO represent 914.
Absolutely, brother. Well, first off, I totally agree with everything you were just saying about the offense. And personally, I do think Nathaniel Hackett could be the potential weak point of the team. Last week, you know, it looks like they were really taking a safety precaution with Rodgers, you know, obviously coming off of a Achilles tear at age 40 years old. What is your level of confidence in Nathaniel Hackett to hopefully start opening up the playbook with, you know, some more pre-snap motion, shotguns, empty sets, getting guys like Braylon Allen involved, hopefully, or other receivers? You know, do you feel confident about Hackett's ability to lead the offense?
I don't think I feel confident with Hackett at all, and it's not Hackett. It's Rodgers. I think Rodgers is the guy who's going to be making all the calls. Like, Hackett can give suggestions, and they could work on things, especially, you know, after the, you know, drive is over, they could sit there and say, hey, this is what you missed, this is all this other stuff. They can go through game planning. But Aaron Rodgers is like, you know, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady. They run the show. If anything's going to happen, it's going to go through Rodgers, and I'm not really sure what he's, you know, I have to see how he's going to take this approach. Listen, clearly he feels comfortable with Lazard. He talked about how he needs to be more active with Garrett Wilson, you know, and not for nothing, but Breece Hall's got to do more too. So, I'm not sure if you heard what Tiki Barber said this week, that it's Garrett Wilson, Breece Hall, and Aaron Rodgers, and that's basically the offense, and that's not good, and that's not special. So they got to do something to make this offense look special.
I totally agree. I mean, I couldn't agree more, and I think it definitely starts with getting more guys involved. And
Who are they going to get involved, though? That's the question, Anthony. Like, who do you want to get involved? I got to be honest with you. Everyone's talking about Mike Williams as he's going to be like the guy. The big offseason move was they brought in Mike Williams. Mike Williams never stays healthy. And he was never that productive with the Chargers either. So I'm not really sure what we're expecting out of him. The tight end situation ain't all that great. I know that we like Ruckert because he's a local kid. That's great. But just because he's a local kid doesn't mean he's going to go out there and shine. And Conklin hasn't been that fantastic. You go up and down this offense, no one sticks out as like, oh, these guys are really good. They've had some amazing seasons. Not really. Not really. I feel like we're missing the boat here.
Do you think they're going to start using Braylon Allen a little bit more, similar to like the Lions situation, how they have their power back in David Montgomery, but they mix it up with Jahmyr Gibbs? Do you think that could maybe, you know, be a way to help you even boost the running game as good as Breece is, I think he's an outstanding running back.
I feel like they're going to want to force feed Breece a lot. And Anthony, thank you so much for that phone call. I think Breece Hall is going to be force fed the ball as much as possible. I think they feel that they have two really special players and they on offense besides Aaron Rodgers, and they're going to find a way to get the ball in their hands as often as possible. Maybe they'll have somebody for a change of, you know, change it back here and there. But Breece Hall is your go-to. They're not going to start splitting times. It's not going to be, you know, a two-headed monster, three-headed monster. It's going to be Breece Hall touching the ball a ton. 888-808-1019. That's 888-808-1019. When we come back, I do want to touch on Tua because the injury on Thursday was disgusting and it can't happen ever again.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.